Second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. This is Charlie Bernhout, and hoping that you enjoyed the first hour. It was a mixture of some interesting music, and I'll be playing more about the nigunim from that incredible collection. Before I get to the Chazonis, just let me tell you that the Kumsitz this past the Motzi Shabbos at Westside Institutional Synagogue was just such a delight. It really was, and you can't imagine what you missed. For those of you who weren't there, it was over 3 hours. Nobody wanted to leave. Of course, Zevi Muller. I'm just going to go through the list very quickly because it was a great lineup of known and unknowns. David Guber, and Daniel Schwartz, you know, Yisrael Kupchik, Shlomo Geffen, the son of Cantor Moshe Geffen, Elliot Yavne, George Hirschfield, Eric Stern, Chaim Kiss, of course, Danny Gildar was at the piano, Cyrus Abbey from Westside Institutional, he had a very interesting selection, Hashi Brody, Yoni Rose, an opera student at the University of Maryland, Asha Sharf, Avram Sharabi, Pinchas Cohn, our dear friend, and Shimon Kugel and Joel Kaplan, and Robert Weiss. Robert Weiss was terrific. And they were just, and Eugene Flom, of course. It was such a delightful gathering of people who came out to hear a variety of Chazanim and Chazonists, and some Yiddish. And I am so pleased that the reception was so wonderful. Okay, let's get to the Chazonis. I'm going to play one selection and then to a very, very interesting interview that I did yesterday. I hope your latkes came out as good as mine today. Not a few hundred. I made maybe 100, 150 today. And I'm ready to go into the business. Well, let's hear the classic Kiddush of Kop of Kagan. We haven't heard that for quite a while. Kop of Kagan, Benzion Kop of Kagan.
Zikaron, Zikaron, Zikaron. let me cry, cry at her.
Shabbat Kodesh Chol. we have all grown fine in heart, oh no. Oh, wrong, I thought the
classic Cop of Coggin. I just want to go back to that Kumsitz for a second. I cannot praise Danny Gildar enough. There were 17 different presenters. Two of them, I believe, had contacted him and gave him a clue as to what they were singing. But all the rest got up there and went over and he said, what key? And he played a couple of notes, and there he was, brilliant. And Danny is just so great. And I mentioned Eric Stern. Yes, Eric was there also. It was a wonderful evening. Okay, now to interview, which just took place last night. I'm very pleased to have with me Miriam Grummet, who I had the pleasure of meeting at the West Side Institutional Synagogue with her husband Shia. She told me about her father, who was a rabbi and a cantor, and it's a fascinating story, and we're going to be hearing some of his outstanding cantorial selections. But let's say good evening, Miriam.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Okay, so it's a fascinating story about your dad. Why don't you tell us about Rabbi Chazan Hermann Lieber?
Okay, he was born in Germany in Nuremberg in 1901, and he was a chazan in Germany, in Hamburg. And as a matter of fact, he was a chazan at the same time as Yesler Rosenblatt was a chazan for a time in Hamburg, and there were two big shuls. My father was chazan in one of them, and he was another, and we have pictures of both of them strolling down the street. And we came to America in 1939 after Kristallnacht. My father went to shul in the morning and saw what happened, and he went into hiding. And he hid in a cemetery for 3 days. My mother used to bring him food. And then he went into a hospital, and he had a friend who was a doctor, and he said he'll make up his leg like it was broken, and he put him in a cast, and he stayed there for a while. But after a while, he had to leave because they had a law in Germany that nurses couldn't be in the same building as young Jewish males.
Wow.
And so he had to go, and we had to obviously get out of there. During that time, the Gestapo had come to our house and was asking for my father. After Kristallnacht, they were arresting Jewish men. They let some of them go at that time, but they were not arresting the women or the children. And so my mother said, you know, she doesn't know where he is, and if she finds him, to send him home, because she has no idea he's been missing. And so they left, and they and then afterwards my father came home, and my mother went down to the Gestapo and said that, you know, you really don't know what you're doing, because don't you remember you threw him down the stairs and he broke his leg, because he still had the cast on. And so they let him go at that time. They let us go, and we left as soon as we could. And the reason, at that time, you needed to have exit visa numbers. You needed a number. And my father was German, and he would have had a very high number, but my mother was Swiss, and so we had a very low number, one, you know, 3 or 4 or something like that.
Wow.
So we were able to get out, and we left. I'm told we left in the middle of the night. We snuck out, and the neighbor, who couldn't bear it, you know, helped us go out, and we went to Switzerland. And we were there for half a year. And the reason we were there for half a year was because we had all our stuff and we were going on a ship from Belgium, and in order to get to Belgium from Switzerland, you had to go pass through France. And in order to pass through France, you needed some sort of papers. And the French consulate would not give it to Jews. And so it took us half a year to get those papers.
Wow.
And then we came to America, and my father, who had a smicha, he was a rabbi, then he started a shul. Was made up German immigrants. And
Where was the shul?
In Washington Heights, Havas Torah on 160th Street. And he had a choir there, and he was rabbi and a chazan and the head of the Hebrew school. And he used to take, even though he didn't speak English, he would take the children to baseball games to Americanize them. We were all immigrants. We spoke German in the streets. My friends were Verna and Helen and Ingrid and these names.
Wow.
And he would take them to concerts and to Americanize them. And he did really everything. It was fantastic. And he made this record in 1962, I believe. And it was a memorial to Kristallnacht. And the record was sold out. Every German bought it. And years ago, he made this. And then he died in 1980. And I had the record, and I really wanted to make a tape of it, you know, to put it on a CD.
Uh-huh.
And I had it. I had that done, and you know, we made a cover for it, and I made some copies, and I really, his idea was to preserve the Jewish German Jewish tradition of music, which is very I love it. It's very beautiful. It's very unique, and very different from the Chazanus that is around today, and his point was to preserve it. And I would like to read what he wrote, you know, on the...
Sure,
I have it on the pullout of the record. He writes, this album consists of popular melodies which were sung in the former communities of Hamburg, Hanover, Frankfurt am Main, Nuremberg, Würzburg, and many others. 25 years ago, this is when the record was made, November 10th, 1963, marks the 25th anniversary of the burning of synagogues in Germany. The infamous Kristallnacht, when temple pillars collapsed, altars burst apart, and hundreds of houses of worship and holy Torah scrolls were thrown into the gutter by defiled hands. Almost 2,000 years ago, Jews have lived near the Rhine River before the Germans settled there and continued to live there until the Shoah. On that memorable date, November 10th, 1938, 25 years ago, the work and accomplishment of many generations were completely demolished in one night. Shortly thereafter, great suffering befell our people, tragedy so overwhelming that all horrors previously experienced by Jews of any era could not compare to it. They could shatter stones, destroy wood and bricks, but never Jewish ideals. They were able to break our bodies, but could not break either our souls nor the spirit of the Jewish synagogues, as they are expressed in the melodies which accompany the Jew on all occasions throughout the year. The purpose of this album is to save Zemiros Ashkenaz from oblivion, a memorial to the victims who gave their lives for the sanctification of the divine name, a precious gift in the younger generation to the younger generation, so that they may learn to know and love these simple and heartwarming melodies which were sung by their parents and grandparents in honor and glory of the Eternal. Rabbi Herman Lieber, 1963.
Wow. Very powerful. Very powerful. Yeah. What is the first selection that we'll be hearing from your father?
The first one would be the Kaddish, Yaris Kaddish. And that's it's like a potpourri of Kaddish melodies that were sung on different Yom Tovim throughout the year. It starts with Simchas Torah, I believe, or
Perhaps Hanukkah, I think.
And then it goes throughout the year.
Okay.
And it covers the whole year.
Okay, so the first election we're going to be hearing is, it's Cantor, Rabbi Herman. Herman Lieber, mm-hmm. and it's an arrangement by him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Before I give all
Interesting. That was Rabbi Cantor Hermann Lieber, and with an arrangement of his own of the Kaddish.
Yes.
By the way, did anybody else in the family get involved with singing?
No, I'm terribly unmusical, unfortunately.
Oh.
Take after my mother's family. There's no one really musical like he was. He was really brilliant. Very knowledgeable.
You know, it's so interesting to have the combination of a rabbi and a cantor. Of course, in this day and age, so many rabbis are, unfortunately, either have no feeling for chazanis, they're totally ignorant, they have no they have no appreciation for it. I think one of the problems that chazanim have is the attitude that, unfortunately, so many rabbis have towards Jewish soul music, and I think part of it is that they just don't understand it. They just don't have an appreciation.
No, they don't. He was also a Baal Kore, you know, and he did everything, and he had a total understanding, and I agree, it's a really a great loss that they don't, you know, have this connection with the liturgy. And you very rarely, I mean, I never heard a rabbi daven anything.
Right, right. Although you hear a lot of cantors giving some very, very good Divrei Torah, I have heard.
Yes, because a lot of cantors, a lot of them have smicha, or, you know, are very knowledgeable.
Right.
And
right.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next selection is V'kach Hoyo Mone. And it also is Has Tovo Lefonecha.
Yes, that's part of the Yom Kippur, liturgy.
I was curious. Did your father play the organ also?
He didn't. He played the piano.
Aha.
This was the organ player was somewhere in the, and there are some pieces on the tape that have the choir. Unfortunately, they didn't have the technology that they have today, you know, and the record wasn't made in RCA Studios. And, you know, then when people wanted to make records, they'd just go to some studio or other and have, and do it. So I think the reproduction is really superb, what they were able to do with the record.
Oh, yes, you know, it's very clear. Very
yeah,
clear.
Yes. Yeah, so they were able to really do very nice stuff with it. But he had an organ, it was a company, you
I
know,
see.
Someone accompanied him.
I want to give the listeners a heads up. You had mentioned to me that you were willing to give this CD with all the selections free to anyone. We'll tell them now, and we'll repeat it a couple of times.
Okay. If anybody is interested, I would be very pleased to send you a copy of this, because it was really my father's wish that this music be preserved and gotten out there. And you can just, if you would just send me an email at Miriam Grummet, it's MiriamGrummet, one word, at gmail.com. I'll be happy to send it to you.
Great. We'll be repeating that. Miriam Grummet, Grummet, at gmail.com. Okay, yes. Let's hear the next selection there.
Okay.
Oh.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Thank you. Yeah, that's you know, we say that a musaf on Yom Kippur.
Aha.
That's when the Kohanim are sprinkling the blood of the korban, of the sacrifice, and I find it very beautiful.
Miriam, as I was listening to your father, your late father, and I was thinking, he did not speak English from what you told me.
Not very well.
Not very well.
Yeah, he understood and he read and
right.
He could speak, but, you know, it wasn't natural to him.
Right, but I was thinking the universality of the Hebrew language, that it's so important that we pray in the one common language of the Torah and
yes.
The Bible, because we have all traveled around the world and we've visited shuls in many strange countries where perhaps the only language that is spoken, you know, is not Hebrew and it's not English,
right.
And yet we can all communicate through this prayer, and it's
yes.
It's so important.
Yes,
it's so important.
Yes, it really is. It is, and it's binding, and it's wonderful. Yes, wherever you go.
Yes. Our last selection, by the way, once again, if you wish to receive a CD of all of Rabbi Cantor Herman Lieber's music, you can just very easily email Miriam Grummet, Grummet, at gmail.com. So our last selection is Hinei Matov.
Yes, yes. It's a common song, but it was written by S. Sulzer.
Solomon Sulzer, yes, yes.
Yes.
And okay, let's hear this wonderful recording.
Oh,
very, very wonderful recording.
Thank you. Yeah, it really is. You know, when you pull out the cover and you open it up, there are all the, just in English, all the melodies and who wrote them. And,
right.
So, you know, they're wonderful, yes.
Okay, so once again, listeners, if you are interested in receiving a complimentary copy of this very interesting album of Rabbi Cantor Hermann Lieber, you can just email very easily. It's Miriam,
M-I-R-I-A-M.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was Miriam.
M-I-R. Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry,
M-I-R.
Oh, yes.
M-I-R. I-A-M Grummet. Yeah. One word.
Miriam, right. M-I-R-I-A-M. Miriam Grummet at gmail.com.
Yes.
And I look forward to seeing you and Shia at the Westside Institutional. And
great. Yes.
We are, I know you and I are, and I am devotees of the wonderful young cantor there.
Yes.
Yes, Zevi Muller is a
wonderful,
delight.
Yes.
Really a delight.
Great, yes.
Yes.
We're very fortunate.
Very fortunate.
Yes.
Yes, and we certainly had a good time the other night at the Kumsitz hearing him.
It was great. It was a lot of fun. It really was.
Yes, and so many listeners don't know what they're missing, but anyway, we had a good time even if you weren't there.
Right. Come to the next one.
Come to the next one. Right. Anyway, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. And I'm sure that those who will take you up on your offer, Miriam, M-I-R-I-A-M, Grummet, G-R-U-M-E-T, at gmail.com, those who take you up on the offer will be most pleased.
All right. Thank you
okay.
so much.
Shalom.
Shalom.
I don't know why I was having such a problem with Miriam. I know how to spell Miriam. Okay, we have time for, we're going to be hearing some wonderful recordings of David Koussevitzky. I don't know why I haven't played that many of his recordings in the past. This is Hashem Moloch. David Koussevitzky.
In a
It must have been something to hear him daven and then go to hear Moshe a few blocks away. Of course, as you know, I didn't discover Chazanus until after Moshe was gone. And David was alive into the 80s, but somehow or other, my great interest blossomed sometime in the middle or late 80s. It was a little too late to catch him. Okay, one more selection. It's this classic HaMa'avir Bonov with David Kusevitsky.
Yeah.
great David Kusevitsky with Avir Barnov. And this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed these 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I apologize for some problems that have been cropping up. I know that on the archive there was a problem the last week or two, and I thank those of you who alerted me to it. And tonight, for some reason or other, it seems as if the meters and the controls were off kilter, and I wasn't really quite sure whether the program was coming through. So for those of you who may have missed it when I was doing it live, I apologize, but I believe that the archive will come through. You know, when I say there was a technical problem, it usually means that I hit the wrong switch. But my computer was down for 3 days, and I'm so grateful that Barry Gottlieb, my computer advisor, was able to come this afternoon while I was busy making my latkes at the latke party, and he was able to find the problem. So again, thanks for joining with me, and hope you had a Freilich and Chanukah, and I'll see you next year. The next calendar year, that is. Shalom, everyone.